Tenacious Living Radio.
This program is brought to you in part by our sponsor, Self Connection. Self Connection is an independent bookstore in business in Calgary since 1978. They are expanded into an educational center for personal growth, health, and spirituality.
Hello and welcome back to Tenacious Living Radio. We are live on site at Self Connection's bookstore here in Calgary. We are celebrating the first Canadian Authors for Indies Day, and right now author Linda Orr Easthouse. The name of her book, Pushing the Reset Button. Welcome to the station. Welcome to the show, Linda. How are you today?
Thank you, Carrie Ann. I'm delighted to be here. This is such an awesome day with Self Connection and Authors for Indies. I'm really pleased to be here.
It's truly amazing what we have pulled together as a community, as an independent community, and being able to celebrate our books.
Yes.
So awesome. So, what is your book? Let's talk a little bit about the title. What motivated you to use this title, Pushing the Reset Button?
Well, this book is really written for my boys. I have two young adult males and finding their way in life. And all of the things they need to know to live a healthy, long-term life that's going to lead to a non-chronic outcome. Because so many people, chronic diseases, poor health, just keeps going and going and going, and we need a way to change that story. We need to push the reset button and start over.
Right.
And so everything that they needed to know, because they kind of got off on a little bad start when they went out on their own.
Uh-huh.
You know, everything they need to know to really get back on track is in that book.
So what's in this book?
It's
just
about,
in a nutshell right now.
It's all the things that you need to do to maintain a healthy lifestyle, but set up on bite-sized, doable, sustainable things that aren't going to make you change your life entirely, but will get you onto a path of making good choices, thinking good thoughts, taking care of yourself and your environment.
So it was motivated by helping your sons clear their life. Is there?
We've found that lots of young adults are really attracted to it, but lots of even many older adults are finding it really helpful as a way to kind of break into, how do I change? Because, you know, they think, oh, I need to do something to get healthier. They go online and they look and they just get overwhelmed because it's, you know, you need to do an hour of exercise every day and you need to meditate for an hour every day and you got to do this wild, crazy diet that's totally different than what you've ever eaten. And they do nothing because there's just too much information. It's too overloaded. And it's each one sort of one little aspect is everything.
Right.
And they know that that doesn't work.
Right.
And so this is designed to look at how you think, how you handle stress, what you eat, how you treat your body, and how you clean up the chemicals that have gotten into you that aren't helping really stressing your system. And each day is a few little doable things that you can do that over time will make a real change in your life. We're not looking for instant change. We're not looking for, you know, 30 days get fit stuff.
Yeah.
We're looking at what are you still going to be doing 10 years from now to maintain a good lifestyle and make healthy choices.
Wow. So the subtitle I see is The Busy Professional's Guide to a Healthy Lifestyle You Will Love.
Yes.
That really is appealing to many people in the corporate world especially. Mm-hmm. Why do you think that is?
People don't love their life for the most part. They find it hard work. They figure if they're going to be healthy, it takes so much that they have to do. And they're so busy at work that to get, you know, to do a, join a gym and do an hour a day of exercise is just never going to happen.
Right.
You know, maybe once a week, but they feel like they need some way to get a handle and control. They need to take back control of their life and make their own choices. And I think that's something that really appeals to people because when you're just sort of surviving and doing sort of bits and pieces, you don't ever feel like you know where you're going. You don't feel like your body's being treated the way you want to treat yourself.
Right.
And yet they don't know how to get back to that position. And so what I've tried to do is come up with sustainable small changes that you can work into an already existing busy lifestyle, but tweak it and change it and improve this and improve that until over time you really do have a healthy lifestyle.
So give us an example of what that one of those tweaks would look like right now.
Well, one of those tweaks is a simple thing called triclosan, which is a chemical that is the antibacterial. Most people aren't aware that that antibacterial chemical is really, really damaging. It changes your internal hormones.
Mm.
It's to the point now where fish are becoming infertile because of the triclosan in the rivers.
Really?
So if it's doing that to the fish, what's it doing to the people?
I can only imagine.
Yeah, and yet it's in everything, and nobody knows that it's a problem. So one of the things is go through your kitchen and your bathroom, read your labels, find the ones that have triclosan, throw them out, and get clean ones that don't have it.
How do you spell triclosan?
It's in the book, believe me.
Ah, it's in the book.
T-R-I-C-L-O-S-A-N.
I guess that was a pop quiz. Sorry about that. I think it's amazing what you've done. So what are some of the other sections that are in this book then?
Well, I think one of the really important sections is how to handle your stress. We live in a really stressful world. Most of us handle way more stress than we should, and yet we try to manage stress. Mm. I don't believe in managing stress. Managing stress means you're holding on to it, you're keeping it, and you're just kind of muscling your way through it.
I have the same belief about that.
I believe you need to let go of your stress. Yeah. You need to know ways to shut off the stress response. We live in the fight or flight adrenaline flush all the time. And that was designed to be an occasional life or death situation that set that off. But now we live in that bath in it all the time where it goes off 50, 60, 80 times a day and we never get out of it. And so we have to have ways to turn that off and not live in that stress response, which keeps us locked into unhealthy patterns. And so in the book, the section on reset your stress is exercises that you can do that will change the way your body responds to stress. So when you look at the bills on your desk and go, you can go, oh, stress release, I can do this, I can turn off the stress, I'm fine. And there's points, the traditional Chinese would use needles in them for you. You can do it with your fingers, it works just fine. I'm not a believer in needles. So we have lots of ways that you use your points with your fingers instead. There's also exercises you can do to actually get your energy flow moving, and the exercises are in there. Most of them also have links out to videos on my website where you can see demos where you can actually watch it.
Who
don't want to, who don't read well, they can link them out to the videos.
I'm so glad we met.
So thank you. So there's lots of exercises in here to do to help you learn how to let go of your stress. So there's some breathing exercises. There's one that I love. Personally, it's called the belief system elimination, better known as BS elimination. And what it does is it gives you, in about 15 seconds, a way to turn off the tapes in your head.
Nice.
And so that tape that sabotages you, I'm not good enough, I'm not pretty enough, I don't make enough money, I can't have wealth, I can't ever finish anything, all those kind of tapes, we can shut those off so they don't sabotage your behavior.
Very cool.
And then you're not stressed by doing what you're doing.
Oh, I'm just looking at the table of contents right now, and I'm seeing there's 5 weeks.
5 weeks.
And every day of the week you have something. So the first week is I know who I am and I'm okay.
So the first week we're focusing on who are you, what do you really want in life, and no matter where you are, you're okay where you are now, but you can be better. It's, accept your life where you are.
Yeah.
It is what it is. Your past is what it was. But let's change the future.
Very cool. So what would be some of the daily things that you're getting them to do?
In the first week, we teach them meridian tracing, which is a simple exercise, takes about 3 minutes a day, that will improve the flow of their energy and allow them to maintain a more constant flow. It also balances the body, helps them let go of stress, basically cleans your energy system.
Nice.
So that's one of the things.
Okay.
We also talk a little bit about diet there, kind of taking stock of what's in your kitchen. What does a healthy diet really mean? What kind of tweaks might you need to make? I'm not a fan of the idea that there is a right diet for everybody. There's no one right diet that is appropriate. Mm-hmm. Different people need different things, and we need to know how to sort that out. We need to know how to figure out what's going to work for me.
Okay.
And so that's kind of some of the stuff we address in the first week.
Very cool. And the second week, I create my future.
Uh-huh.
Synopsis on that.
In I create my future, what we're looking at is how does our thinking pattern determine what's going to happen next in our life?
Mm-hmm.
And where are we able to change the way we think so that we respond to things differently.
Wonderful.
When we come to a place of more acceptance, a place of letting go, a place of less judgment, then we're able to make different choices in our life.
Beautiful. Look, there's recipes. You're giving us recipes?
Yeah, we have some great recipes in there.
I love it. I'm seeing,
the chocolate balls are
awesome. Yeah, I was
awesome.
Just going to say, my eye's going down to the chocolate.
But that's healthy. You can eat those anytime you want.
Really? At the end of week three. So I am what I eat. So that's pretty self-explanatory.
The focus is on food. And we do look at dairy. We do look at wheat. And I'm not saying that everybody needs to get rid of all of them.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to figure out how your body is responding to it. And if your body isn't responding well, then maybe you do need to get rid of it.
Right.
Or maybe you just need to lower it and try, you know, having it less often. And there is the whole role of allergies and how your body responds to that. And we can actually change those. With the therapy that we do in the office, we can actually stop allergies and make them go away entirely. Simply reset the information your body has about it so that it responds in the appropriate way to it.
I love it. You said your office. Are you located in Calgary?
I am here in Calgary. However, I work by distance with many people. I work by Skype all the time, so it doesn't really matter where they are.
Okay.
I love it when people come into the office, but I'm also perfectly happy to work by Skype.
We've got 1 week left, but a couple of questions came up to me, so I want to ask. How long have you been doing this? When did you come up with this concept?
I've been doing this work as a health kinesiologist for 10 years. I started writing the book about a year ago, and mostly because a lot of my clients would say, you know, I've got family members, I've got friends who really need to come to see you, but I don't know how to explain it, and I don't need to have to tell them this stuff, and, you know, can you give me something? So the book is a way for them to hand it to somebody and say, you know, here's a way to start. Do what you can for yourself, and what you can't, then go see her.
Love it. Week four. I can stop the self-sabotage.
Oh, yeah, self-sabotage. By week four, everybody's in self-sabotage. That's just normal. It's like, I can't do this. I have to, whatever. That's really where the belief systems come in. And so we do a number of exercises on changing your belief system. Belief repatterning, but done a little different than the traditional belief repatterning is done. These are things you can do for yourself to change the way you think, to change the way your brain responds to stress, to change the tapes in your head, to really give yourself a new pattern of life and not, you know, feel like you can walk into a room and not have to eat the carbs if you don't want to.
Yeah.
Or be able to stop after a first plate when you've never been able to do that before. So all those kinds of things.
My grandma will always say I took more than I could eat. So portion control is always one.
And that's a belief system that can be changed.
I want to work with you to change that.
Awesome, we can do that.
Still my thing.
Yeah, we can do that.
I'm really liking this because gluten-free, dairy-free is a big part of being diligent to my life. Chocolate ice cream can be gluten-free and dairy-free.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love your recipes.
We make it with coconut.
I love
and
your
real
recipes.
Raw chocolate and natural honey and it's amazing.
So exciting. So week five is all about I become who I believe I am. And that's pretty... is it as self-explanatory as I think it is?
Or? It really is.
Yeah.
Who you believe you are is who you will be. It's not who you say you are. It's not who you think you are. It's who you are in your heart.
Mm.
It's all those fears that come out. It's all those things that drive us subconsciously. And if we don't change that subconscious belief about ourselves, all the conscious thinking in the world isn't going to change us.
Wow. It's just so powerful. And you've got some appendix here, core beliefs and life issues.
Those are ones that many people struggle with. And the belief system elimination technique can be used on those to turn all those off.
I really want to hug you right now.
I love hugs.
And then Tibetan 5 exercise?
One of the things that... Tibetan 5, right.
Tibetan
5 exercises, yes. One of the things that has become apparent in the whole exercise world is that most of what we've been taught about aerobics and how much exercise you need is actually wrong. We're pushed to over-exercise, creates all kinds of joint damage, creates a lot of stress on ourselves. A lot of the marathon runners are dying in their 50s.
I agree, yeah.
And there's something wrong with the way exercise is being taught.
Yeah.
What we need are sustainable exercises that nourish the body, do the stretching, do the toning, get the oxygen in there, use the muscles in a deep way as opposed to a repetitive way.
Mm.
And so the Tibetan Fives are well-known exercises that have been used around the world. A simple 15 minutes a day will keep your body basically healthy. And so our approach is you need 20 minutes of exercise every day. 6 of those days, you can do the Tibetan rites, you can go for a good walk. We actually, for people who never do exercise, there's a plan to actually get up to the point where you can walk for 20 minutes.
See, that's going to appeal to a few people.
And then once a week, you do need to do good high-intensity exercise. It's not about heavy or long. It's about high intensity. It's about pushing the body to the point where the cells actually use up all the glucose that's in the muscles and pull a new set in. Flush and pull a new set in.
Wow.
And so high intensity, but 20 minutes a week is all you need. There's a fascinating study done, it's a couple of years ago now, at a big gym where they had one group who did 20 minutes of high intensity once a week. Had another group of very similar people did that same 20 minutes twice a week, and another group that did their traditional, you know, aerobics, weights, workout kind of stuff that's been said. Over the course of 60 days, guess which group had the best fitness at the end?
Seriously.
The group that did the high intensity once a week and 20 minutes of aerobics the rest of the week.
Wow.
They actually had the best results. Because when you're doing high intensity right, the body takes a week to recover before it's ready to really
do
anything.
Yeah.
And so doing more is not better.
No. It's amazing. And then you talk about there's 11 toxic additives.
Oh, well, there's way more than 11. These are just the 11 that are the most common.
I'm going to have to read Appendix C.
Well, we're talking about things like some of the food colors, which are really toxic.
Yeah.
Monosodium glutamate, which is hidden in everything.
That's something I can't even go near.
Yeah. And, you know, and you shouldn't be going near.
Yeah.
But even things like polysorbate, which is in everything, is fine as long as it doesn't mix with vitamin C. But what do they put it in? Juices and sauces and hot sauces and mixes with vitamin C. When you mix it with vitamin C, it creates formaldehyde.
Wow.
So all those nice, fancy, expensive juices that you're buying on your MLM program, which have polysorbate in them, have the side effect of formaldehyde at the same time.
That's
and
crazy.
It's like, why do people do this?
It's ignorance. They don't know any better, right?
Yeah, they don't know.
That's why they don't.
So the 11 worst ones are in the list there.
Nice. Excellent. Well, I am thrilled. I can't wait to sit down and read this because I have a feeling there's a few tips in here that I can apply to help me tweak my life. Is there anything else you would like to share with our listeners, I think, before
yes.
we wrap up?
If you go to my books website, which is just lindaeasthouse.com, there is a link there you can put your name in and download a companion workbook to go with it for free.
There's a free book?
Yes, a free companion workbook to go with this.
Free, people. What is the email address again?
It's website.
Website.
I mean, lindaeasthouse.com.
Lindaeasthouse.com.
Just the way it sounds. Lindaeasthouse.com.
Love it.
And get your free workbook to go with this. We'll just help you work your way through it.
Yeah.
Provide some journaling spaces, especially for the mental stuff to sort of observe what you're doing and how you're changing, so that you can look back and go, wow, I've made a lot of progress.
That's so cool. I am so excited, and I want everyone to go pick this up. There's a link on Self Connection's website.
There is.
Sure.
LindaEasthouse.com has links to Amazon. You can buy it as paperback. You can download it as a Kindle.
Nice.
You can get it at Self Connection. There's a couple other stores around town. You can buy it at my office.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Linda, for taking some time out of this amazingly beautiful, busy day.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure. I'd love to come again sometime.
Most definitely. All right. Thanks, everyone. I'll be back shortly with another feature author of our day. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Self Connection Books, proud sponsor of TLR, also features a workshop education room with capacity for 50 guests that's rentable by anyone wishing to teach or present their subject matter. It's equipped with built-in video projection, screen, audio system, DVD, CD, MP3 players, and more.
This is Tenacious Living Radio Station, streaming from Calgary, Alberta.